Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Protesters defying the city's curfew clash with Detroit police on the city's east side overnight. WWJ's City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas was there.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig says he's disappointed by all the arrests. And Ray Lanier, the Wayne County Director for Michigan Liberation, says she's also disappointed her group assists the protesters.
I get that there's folks who say we are breaking curfew, but if you dig a little bit deeper and we talk about why folks can't turn their water on, why folks are, you know, facing homelessness, robbing Peter to pay Paul, all of a sudden our property tax dollars are available for tanks, mounted police, hundreds of officers by my count, multiple barricades. And if that's the case, I'm just saying that there's a hole in that. Either we have money or we don't. And if we do have money, let's address the reasons why people are out here in the streets.
Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig says he supports the protest to a certain extent. Here's Chief Craig explaining.
We recognize we're angry. Many of my officers come to me and they appreciate the position. I've taken a very firm position. However, we can't allow the law to be broken and just dismiss it. This is about public safety. And we want to make sure this city is safe. We want to make sure the protesters are safe.
At least 200 people have been arrested over the last week.
In Kalamazoo, another night of protest there, which was hit by looting on Monday night. The WWJ's Beth Fisher reports live and local how things went after a curfew was put into effect. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Tom. Protesters over the death of George Floyd stayed beyond the 7 p.m. curfew last night as police were standing by. Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety Assistant Chief Vernon Coakley, who's African American, knelt with protesters, pleading with them to disperse.
I pray we find solutions. I pray we find solutions. It ain't gonna happen right now.
Absolutely.
They not gonna happen right now.
Many remained, and tear gas was dispersed to break up the crowd since about 25 businesses were damaged Monday night. Later, five homes, including an apartment building, were destroyed in a couple of suspicious fires. No one was injured. Hundreds also marched in Saginaw and Grand Rapids peacefully. About 100 businesses were damaged in Grand Rapids Saturday night. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
We had some strong storms march through the area about 3 this morning. There are some larger pockets of power outages in Macomb County, the area of 21 Mile and North Avenue. Outages reported in Chesterfield, also Mount Clemens, Sterling Heights. Outages in Novi, also north of Rochester, the city of Rochester, Farmington Hills, Detroit, Harlan Park, and the Dearborn area.
We are getting a new look at how COVID-19 has affected nursing homes. It comes from federal authorities. WWJ's Charlie Langton, live and local with the story. Hi, Charlie.
Well, hi, Tom. There seems to be some discrepancy, though, on how many nursing home deaths occurred in this state. The state figures show about 1,200, but new data from the feds say 1,600. Michigan has 442 nursing homes. With either figure, nursing homes have been at risk for deaths in the state. But officials here say that maybe not all of those nursing homes reported statistics to the state. A new survey is due July 31st, and could result in more federal funds to nursing homes under the Federal CARES Act for 2021. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Michigan is losing tourism business to other states because of the governor's executive orders over the pandemic. That was the testimony before a joint legislative committee hearing in Lansing from Mark Malloy of the Campgrounds of America. Malloy says his area of southwest Michigan has lost 18% of its tourism business because of the pandemic.
Money pouring out of the state of Michigan across the border into Indiana, whether it be haircuts. I've already received some cancellations for this weekend. It's supposed to be 80 degrees. My pool is closed. People are going camping in Indiana where the campground is open. So the money is leaving the state.
The governor says her executive orders are meant to save lives.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.